Thank you and good morning on this Memorial Day weekend. In local news, a fire occurred at a hog confinement facility near Witt early yesterday morning. According to reports, the fire occurred around 4 o'clock yesterday morning at the hog facility owned by Phil Bork near Witt. Early unofficial reports are that several thousand hogs were lost in the fire, but there has been no confirmation or exact number given to this point. Several area fire departments responded to the scene, including Raymond Harville Fire Department. WSMI Ag News will have more on this story as it becomes available. Please keep the Bork family in your thoughts and prayers as they deal with this loss. The weekly feeder and slaughter cattle report was released. With the weekly slaughter cattle report from the Southern Plains Auctions, here's cattle market analysis Ed Zerwin.
This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly slaughter cow report. The receipts at our test auctions declined following normal seasonal trends, but there was a couple auctions that were not reported, so that impacted the numbers also. But there was still 8,700 head, and the prices were starting to improve, which is also a normal seasonal trend, as the numbers decline when the cows are turned out on pastures. And the prices were steady to two higher, but a few auctions jumped even more on top of the bigger jumps in the cow meat prices. And the cow cutout on Wednesday was 176.25, and that was up almost $2 compared to the previous Wednesday. And those 90% trimmings were 221.94, and that was up $3.68, helped by the increased grilling demand for hamburgers this time of the year. And taking a look at the bulk of the prices, the beef type bone utility cows, which are the medium flesh cows, they were 53 to 61, which was one higher. The cutter or lean type cows 52 to 60, which was also one higher. And there was more high dressing cows up into the middle 60s this week. And switching over to the dairy type cows, the bone utility cows were 53 to 61, which was steady. And the lean-type dairy cows, 49 to 58, which was two higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.
With the weekly feeder cattle report from the Southern Plains Auctions, here's cattle market analysis, Ed Zerwin.
This is Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, with the weekly feeder cattle report. Receipts at the test auctions dropped after last week's big decline in prices, with 35,400 head, and that was down 7,000 head from last week, but it was 1,000 head more than last year. And the heavyweights had the biggest numbers again. And the prices started to improve as the CME rallied and were better as the week progressed. The yearling prices were mostly 3 to 5 higher, but the lighter weight calves with a very small numbers were mostly 4 to 8 lower, but not a really good test at most of the auctions. And the CME rally allowed the feedlots to increase the bidding on the yearlings and still be able to hedge their cattle. Now looking at the bulk of the prices, the 5 to 600 pound steers were 154 to 173, which was 8 lower, and those 7 to 750 weight steers were 140 to 150, which was about 4 higher, and those 8 to 850 weight steers were 124 to 137, which was about 3 higher. Thank you. This has been Ed Zerwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.
ASTA and NAPB launched second annual Better Seed, Better Life student video contest. Graduate and undergraduate students pursuing agriculture disciplines are invited to participate in the second annual Better Seed, Better Life student video contest sponsored by the American Seed Trade Association and the National Association of Plant Breeders. The 2018 contest theme is Rumor Has It. Videos should help set the record straight on a common misconception or myth associated with the seed industry and plant sciences. This could include any aspect of the seed industry, from plant breeding to seed treatments, gluten, organics, GMOs, big corporate, the role of seed in everyday life. Videos should incorporate man-on-the-street style interviews along with your own original content. Video submissions are due August 31st, 2018. Videos will be judged by an expert panel, and cash prizes will be awarded for winners. For more information, including video specifications and submission requirements, visit the National Wheat Growers Contest page. That's all the news for today. Have a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. This has been Jamie Geisler.